The health and life insurance world is big and confusing. Everybody needs insurance, but it's hard to get it unless you got a guy. And that guy is Antonio Briseño. Antonio's an independent, licensed insurance agent. He's contracted with Health Markets Insurance Agency, and the information he's going to give you is general in nature. It is educational. It is not legal advice. And now, here he is on KRDO News Radio. It's the agent, the guy who gets it done, Antonio Briseño.
We've said it 1,000 times. We'll say it 100 or 700. The insurance system makes everybody crazy, especially business owners. You have enough regulation and rules and all kinds of stuff you got to deal with. Well, we've got answers. We've got solutions to all of those problems. Here's Antonio Briseño, the agent. He's the guy who gets things done. He's been in the insurance world for nearly 2 decades. He's seen this industry change from the inside out. It's still chaotic. It's never going to be a DIY thing anymore. You need the agent to handle this stuff for you. And he loves it. He loves helping. That's why he does this. So please take my advice. Listen to Antonio. It's very, very likely he's going to save you a lot of money, a bunch of time. And bottom line, if you don't try, you won't know. So here's the theme today. We're going to introduce the seven-part series that you're listening to. So this is part one today of a seven-part series on insurance lines for business. But really, we are going to share with you the secrets of keeping your employees and being able to do that with benefits and being able to compete in the benefits area with the big dogs and maybe even outdo them. Antonio, welcome to your show.
Hey, Ted, how you doing?
Sometimes it seems like you're a little quiet at the very beginning, but there's a lot to talk about. We have a lot on our minds. It's been another one of those wonderfully full weeks for the most of us. I have to tell you, this is always my favorite half hour of the week, is spending this time with you. So I'm so glad you're here, but we're gonna really do some cool stuff over the next 7 installments of The Agent. So today being part one of the series being about giving these secrets to keeping employees for businesses. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about.
Sure. Okay, so in this 7-part series, I wanted to do this because one of the biggest things, reason we started this show in general, was to basically educate our community, because I find that a lot of people are just lost, and they don't know what's going on. They don't know what their options are. And a lot of times they don't know the regulations, or they don't know the enrollment periods. And so we want to be a resource for them, and we want to help them and educate them so, you know, they have what they need, because there's nothing worse than not having what you need.
Yeah, the not having what you need. That's right, especially business owners. And as part of this series, we're going to be breaking each of these shows up for the next 7 editions into individual podcasts, because each segment's going to be a standalone podcast on a given subject. So let's take the second segment today is going to be actually the first installment in the 7-part series. We're going to talk about the structure and the process. So Antonio, elaborate on that a bit. Let's talk about what people are going to hear in the second segment today, part one in the series.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go through basically the process that I use to help businesses so they could have the best coverage for themselves and their employees, and to help the employees best. So that's really, in a nutshell, what we're going to talk about, how we can really help them, and what I have learned in my years in the business in helping businesses. And that's really going to be where we focus. So if you have a small business, and it could be anywhere from 5 employees to, you know, all the way up to 100 employees, we're gonna help you understand what your options are. And then, you know, in this series, we're also going to talk about the different areas of insurance and things that actually help your business as well. So, you know, we wanted to focus on, you know, the number one thing that everybody asks for is health. You know, that's everybody's biggest concern, because, you know, whether it's your employee or if it's your family member, you want to know that they're covered, they're taken care of. And so if they have to go to the ER, you want to make sure that if that bill ends up being $15,000, they're not paying all of it. And so we're going to show you how you can do that.
That's part two, yeah.
Yeah, part two is talking about health. And, you know, one of the things that we really are a big supporter of, and I've seen it help so many times, is when I develop a health plan, whether it be group or individual, we always recommend doing the health insurance and then doing some supplemental insurance along with it. That could be many different companies. And we look at that because today, in today's market, it doesn't matter if you have group insurance, individual insurance, there are large deductibles and large max out-of-pockets. And as we talked about before, you know, that max out-of-pocket is that amount that you have to pay before the insurance company covers 100%. And the average one today is about $8,000. That's a large amount of money. And so if you have the proper supplemental coverage along with your health insurance, then you can help to basically pay down some of that huge nut. And so that's how we try and put that together. So we always do the health insurance with supplemental to take care of you the best way possible, and it doesn't have to be extremely expensive.
Part three, dental and vision.
Yes, so dental and vision, everybody wants that, unless you're a dental practice, which we have some of those that are clients of ours.
So they're kind of self-insured, huh?
So yeah, they're kind of self-insured in that area. Well, you know, they might want the vision. And when we say vision, what I mean is for glasses or contacts. So if you have perfect vision, you don't need vision coverage, and I'm not going to try and sell it to you. Dental, you know, there's many ways of doing dental. We can do discount plans. We can do dental insurance. There's a lot. We could do individual dental. We can do group dental. So yeah, we're going to talk about that and give you those different options. And, you know, number four is actually one of my favorite because this is so important to businesses, saves businesses, and that is going to be your key people in your business, whether it be, you know, that vice president or whether it be that office manager, the general manager, whoever that is that your business cannot run without. You need to protect that person. Because the stats out there are crazy what it can cost to replace that person. Depending on the size of the business, that could be anywhere from $100,000 to $200,000 to replace that individual. That's tough.
Yeah, there's lost time. There's lost productivity. There's the job training. Search itself. There's the training. You have a huge, huge dollar amount, whether you know it or not, and invested in the key people in your organization. And believe me, business owners, you're at the top of that list. You've got to be meeting with Antonio, and you've got to get yourself protected and those pillar members of your organization protected as well.
Yeah. So we can do that in multiple ways. So that's what we're going to talk about in that show. And then we're also going to talk about life insurance. Life insurance actually goes into multiple of these areas that we're going to talk about, how important that is for the individuals, for employees, for business owners, key people. So there's a lot.
Yeah, there is a lot that goes into that. So we're going to take the entire fifth part, and that's going to be the entire program, because life can get pretty complex.
It can.
And so can life insurance.
Yes. And life without life insurance, it gets even more complicated.
And how many times have we talked about hit by a truck?
Yes.
Something happens on I-25, totally unexpected. You cannot leave your family or your team or your business without some form of protection in case you unfortunately go away.
And you know, I say this all the time. You know, our city is really kind to us to go ahead and put that sign up on I-25 saying how many car accident deaths there were in the year.
Oh, gosh.
You know, and I think last year it was something around the last number I saw. Now, I don't know if this is correct. But the last number I saw was something like 450 something.
It was the worst year, as I understand it, in Colorado Springs history for that. And that is an ugly reminder, but it's a fact of life. related to that in part six of the seven-part series is going to be your discussion about disability.
Yes. Disability, that's a big one because, I mean, you think about it. Okay, those car accidents. So how many of those car accidents that unfortunately we have all the time? And this week, I don't know how many we've had, but because of the weather this week, we probably had quite a few. Because unfortunately, people sometimes they don't really think as much as they should when they're driving. Especially
that is
in
unfortunate.
Weather.
And then lots of distractions and things like that these days with technology in our cars and everything else. Here's a really interesting one that kind of intrigues me, Antonio. It's counterintuitive, I think, to most business thought processes. And that is, why would Antonio, the agent from Health Markets Insurance, get involved in a buy-sell agreement with you?
All right. Well, so buy-sell, we go to the same thing with the businesses we're talking about, whether it being providing disability to the employees or the key people, looking at key employees. So a buy-sell is very important. Now, we would provide the financial part of the buy-sell, the life insurance or whatever you're going to put in there. We're not going to do the legal documents. We do have attorneys we work with. We would actually refer you to one that actually can make the best plan for you. But we have been working with businesses. We have seen where that could be very disastrous as well. You know, you have a partner die. And if there is no contract, there is no structure put together, what's going to happen to those families?
Yeah.
If those families were dependent on that income and there's no structure, there could be a problem. And, you know, if you have a spouse that's not working and depending on that income, how are those kids going to go to school? You know, how is that family going to make it?
So part seven of the series, buy-sell agreements, is really key also to not only protecting your employees and your family, who are all supported by your business and you're the key staff member, it also feeds into your exit strategy. And every business should have an exit strategy. And, you know, no matter what that looks like, you need to be addressing buy-sell and how Antonio can come into your business with you and do that analysis, take stock of your situation, and help you out with that. Antonio, we're going to go to a break in about 1 minute. In the segment coming up, we're going to be talking about the structure. In other words, the process of how you engage with businesses, make some decisions about exactly what they need. You come back with those suggestions and proposals, and very often some very, very good things come from that, and we will have a story to tell about that when we come back from the break. A quick reminder, you're listening to the Agent with Antonio Briceño. I'm his very fortunate co-host, always happy to be here with Antonio. Glad you're listening with us, and we want you to know that these seven parts of the series are going to live on our podcast site. You will go to krdo.com. Click the radio tab and select podcasts, and there you'll be able to find all installments of this program. It's time for that break. You're listening to Antonio Briceño, the Agent, on KRDO News Radio. Listen live online at KRDO.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bill Engvall, and I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. Mike, the news reports keep saying that the rates might actually be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premium, and even plans that pay you back.
All right, Mike, with the enrollment deadline for Medicare coming soon, what should people keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more, with lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, folks, your Medicare is just too important to put off. So call Health Markets today and find out how much you could be saving.
Welcome back. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Antonio Briceño, the Agent, who gets things done. I love this guy because truly he gets things done. You do want him in your life, especially you business owners. And that's kind of what the tone of the program is going to be these next seven installments. And here it is in earnest. Here's part one, and it is the process. How does it work? The business analysis piece, things like that. Antonio, welcome back. Dive in.
Okay, so basically, this is kind of what I do. There's a lot to it, so we're not going to be able to cover every single piece. So that's why I recommend you calling us now at the office at 719-203-6424. Once again, that is 719-203-6424. And then we can actually make an appointment with you and go through, you know, the process of actually helping your business. So basically what we do is we're going to create a plan. And there's about 10 questions that I go through depending on the size of your business and your business and how your business runs. So the number one thing we do is we do that plan. We're going to ask you multiple questions so we can actually help that. And, you know, it's going to be things like, how many employees do you have? That's some of the things, you know, and then it's also going to be some things of, you know, what employees you want to cover and, you know, how you want to take care of them. So there's a few things that I do differently that I have seen that not too many other agents do. So one of the biggest ones that I do is when I come into the business and we're discussing of how you want to take care of your clients, I want all the businesses that I work with to understand that my number one concern is taking care of the employees. So, you know, there might be, and there has been some employers out there that did not want to take care of the employees as much as I did.
Well, and that raises a question in my mind, Antonio. Should giving your employees a really good experience as one of your employees be top priority in your business?
This is the way I look at it, is if you're going to offer coverage to the employees, or if you're thinking about it, in my mind, it's always a good thing to do because you're going to keep those employees longer. And the biggest thing that I'm hearing in the marketplace today is there's so much turnover. We could probably spend a whole show on turnover, but I don't know if that's really my business.
But it feeds very nicely into the secrets that we're going to be imparting throughout this 7-part series. That being one of the biggest secrets of all, that you've really got to focus on giving your employees the best possible experience you can give them. And if benefits are central to that, that's where Antonio and Health Markets Insurance, the agent, come to play. So, you know, don't wait for us. Call Antonio now, 719-203-6424, 719-203-6424, and sit with Antonio. Talk to him about your business. He's got a list of really solid questions to ask and for you to answer, about 10 of them in reality, all told. But that will give Antonio enough information to be able to do some fairly comprehensive analysis and put something in your hands that delivers what your employees need, and you may be able to plus that up. The real gift about that is that Antonio can help you do that and compete with the big boys neck and neck, or even do it better.
Yeah, there's a few things that we really look at that we do differently that I mentioned. And so besides that plan, when we come into the business, you know, and focusing on those employees, we also go ahead and we take all that customer service that your HR department is spending tons of time on, you know, explaining what the insurance is, taking the questions. We take that completely out of your business and we take it to our business. And so my staff is going to go ahead and take the calls from the employees. Any of the customer service calls, any questions or anything, we're going to help with the getting you the cards and all that stuff. So that's something coming to us. And we have found by helping your HR department by doing that, I mean, that can be a savings. And I can't guarantee this, but this could be a savings of close to $30,000.
In a year.
In a year.
Yeah, that's huge for a small business.
Yeah, and so that's not the only part. And that's the great thing about it, is we're also going to help in other areas. So we also have a partner who is a third-party administrator helping in multiple things with tax areas and other things. And so there's some new ERISA laws as well. We actually can help with that too.
Let's talk about exactly what ERISA is.
Well, most employers, you know, you've had to deal with ERISA. That's a government agency. I don't want to go into getting too much into the weeds with this because there's a lot to it. But there is some new regulations. And within those new regulations always comes penalties. And so if you're not meeting all these regulations, then the last one I looked at, it was about $100 a day penalty.
Wow. And this is where this all gets interesting. If you just do a little quick math, there is an opportunity cost here. In other words, as a business owner with employees, and you want to compete, you want to keep those employees longer by keeping them happy, by giving them the best benefit you can, and you're outsourcing all of that employee interaction on those issues to Antonio and Health Markets and his team. Now you're not spending your time as a business owner, and you have a significant burn rate, depending on how much you make annually. You have a huge burn rate. You need to be putting that time into growing and expanding your business. There is the savings itself in cost. One example, $30,000 is a huge chunk of cash for a small business, right? And then employee retention. If you're not doing something like this, if you're not giving your employees the best benefit and competing with the big guys who are doing it better, there's churn. And it costs you money. Every time somebody leaves, you have to board somebody new, and you've got to train them, and all of those things are time sucks for you. So that's what I mean by opportunity cost. That is tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars that you can save in hard and soft costs just by engaging with Antonio and letting him take care of these insurance needs for you.
Yeah, so some other areas.
Not to mention the fines.
Well, yeah.
If you're out of compliance, $100 a day.
Yeah, that's specifically for ERISA. So if you have any questions about that, definitely give us a call, 719-203-6424. Once again, that's 719-203-6424. And we can actually have a specialist work with you directly to help that evaluate the business and make sure you're compliant. So just to give you a couple other ideas, of where are we going to help besides those areas we just touched on. You know, so we're going to talk about when we put that plan together, we're going to look and see what's best for your business. It could be that you have some people on group. You could have some people on individual. You might have some employees in your business that are on Medicare. Since we handle everything, we don't just do only group. We do individual. We do Medicare. We do things with the state enrollment centers and on exchange with Connect for Health Colorado. And so that's something we can discuss well. And there might be employees that you're not offering insurance to that are part-time. We can help them too. And so what we've found is we come to those businesses and we do a group for majority of the employees, but those part-time you're not offering it to, we can come in and we can help them directly. Even though you're not paying anything, we can go ahead and help them. And we'll take care of that part. And then if you wanted to help something small, you know, be that employer that helps a little more than the other one, so you have more of that competitive edge, even if it's just a dental plan, or maybe a simple life insurance policy that might cost maybe $20. You know, there's a lot of things you can do. And so that's what we really offer to these businesses, is giving them a lot of options where they thought they had none.
And that's part of the discovery process, which is part of the structure we're talking about. And when you engage with Antonio, again, you'll answer a series of questions. You'll talk about your business and the sort of the state of things. And what Antonio is describing very often is what he will come back to you with. And I think most of you will be absolutely amazed at the savings, but you still have to think about the time you're going to save, the outsourcing you're going to be able to do, the more time you're going to free up to pay attention to your business, working on it, not in it, all of the things that you hear about.
Yeah. So give us a call. We're more than willing to sit down with you and go through this. And then once again, I mean, all of my consultations are always free.
But even more importantly, in those 10 questions are information that you're going to be answering or giving Antonio that is could be proprietary, could be financial, could be things like that. You'll know more about what those questions are when you do engage with Antonio. But the guarantee here is that not only is it free to sit with Antonio and go through this process, but it is always, always confidential.
Oh, yeah.
That's ironclad.
Definitely. You know, because we have regulations that we have to follow as well. So, you know, we follow all the HIPAA laws. If you're not familiar with that, we can explain what those are. And so if you sit down with us and you don't do something with us, we basically will shred your information if we're going to part ways and not do any business.
So a big piece of engaging with Antonio as a business owner is going to be an analysis of your business and talking about all those parts and pieces that Antonio assimilates all the information and brings back to you. Ideas, suggestions, recommendations, and again, very often, you're going to save a heck of a lot of money, and your employees are going to be happier. You're going to prevent churn. All kinds of good things come from this. Antonio, part two in the series has everything to do with two subjects: health insurance and then attendant supplemental policies. That's what we're going to talk about next week.
Yes, so that is kind of the evaluation of figuring what's going to be best for the business, because that's going to go to, you know, your business, your employees, and figuring out what's best for you. And we're going to go ahead and talk about the different options that we have and how we can not only save your business money, but help keep your employees happy.
That is the grand plan here. Keeping your employees happy saves you a lot of money. They produce more when they're happy and confident and feeling good. That's really what you need. And if your employees are dealing with your customers, if they're happy people, your customers are going to be super happy people, and your business grows, because the better job you do, the more people are going to ask you to do it. Antonio, a great program today. Remember, part two next week, health insurance and supplemental, in the 7-part series where we're going to tell you the secrets of how to keep your employees happy and how to keep them. And remember, Health Markets is always the solution. Call Antonio, 719-203-6424, 719-203-6424. Thank you so much for listening. That's it for this edition of The Agent with Antonio Briseño, the guy, your guy, who gets things done. Join Antonio Saturday mornings at 11:30 right here on KRDO News Radio. Listen live at KRDO.com, on demand, anytime, completely free, KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to Antonio Briseño, The Agent. If you don't got a guy who gets it done, you got one now. The Agent has everything you need to know and the place you need to go to get health and life insurance. Saturday mornings, 11:30, only on KRDO News Radio.